The amazing companions of Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam were shining stars, and each one of them in their own right was amazing. Whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give them a command, they would fall over themselves trying to fulfill the desires of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they would try to beat each other, and they would compete with each other in trying to please the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them for their possessions in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they all went and did their little bit. But Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Usman ibn Nurayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, gave 100,000 soldiers, spent 10,000 dinars, and then 900 camels and 100 horses. Amazing, subhanallah, the love. But then Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes home. And in order to please Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does something really special. He has in the back of his mind that Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu always beats everybody else in pleasing Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today I'm going to try and give more than him, do better than him. And this was a good thing because it was competing in good deeds. So he goes home and he takes his entire possessions, everything he owns. He divides it into two and brings half to the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is a very brave and courageous thing to do. Just imagine that you are giving half of everything you own. You know, zakat is only 2.5%, and yet we still struggle to pay that. Giving half of everything you own in the way of Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be truly amazing. And that is what Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala did. So he does this, he comes to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's quite confident that today I'm going to beat everybody. As he comes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Umar, what have you brought? So Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have brought half of everything I had. As he was saying this, Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu walks in. The scholars write that he was wearing a strange sort of cloth, a qaba, a kind of open front jacket that was stitched together with thorns. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a question to him as well. But the question was different this time. When it was Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, the question was, what have you brought? And the question here was, Abu Bakr, what have you left behind? The question was different. And the answer was one that the world was going to remember till the day of judgment. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have brought everything I owned, and I have left Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behind for my family. Allahu Akbar. This was a true Ashiqi Rasul, a devotee of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. True love has no bounds. And when it came to the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every one of them was a shining star, but some were brighter than others. But none was brighter than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Do you know when he said that? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees Sayyidina Jibreel Amin descend. He arrives in the best coat of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's wearing the same clothes as Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. He's got rid of his angelic clothing and he's now wearing what Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala is wearing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jibreel, what is this? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not just me. If you look up at the heavens, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see that all the angels of the heavens and the earth are wearing the same clothing in the honor and respect of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal sends his salams to this devotee, this ashik of yours, and says, ask Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is he pleased with his Lord? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abu Bakr, your Lord asks, are you pleased with him? Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is completely melted by this. The Lord of the heavens and the earth asking me if I am pleased. I am pleased with my Lord. I am pleased with my Lord. I am pleased with my Lord. Subhanallah. This was love at its highest. This was devotion in the court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that had never been seen before and could never be seen afterwards. This was Siddiqi Akbar. This was the Ashiq-e-Sadiq. This was the true devotee.